Commissioner of Police Michael Charles said while the Sandy Bay and Ouya branches were unaffected by the floods, the Vermont Police Station suffered severe structural damage.
Even when there was the access through Sandy Bay, we didn't hear anything at all from Ouya. But thank God that everything is okay with the officers. But I must say, in the Vermont Valley, the Vermont Police Station is hard hit. The station is completely flooded out. Right now, as we speak, there's a lot of debris still at the station. The fire department were down there with a chainsaw cutting up the logs. And I say cutting up logs, that's exactly what they're doing, cutting up logs. Wow. Lodge to the far side of the station. They're expecting to go back and finish it up. Unfortunately, the septic tank at the Vermont Police Station, it's been completely gone, and we give the officers at the station certain instructions, and to Mr. Whittle, Davis Whittle, yes. We took two chemical toilets down there for the use of men. That's just to show how serious Vermont is.
Commissioner Charles said a number of officers suffered tragic losses and issued condolences on behalf of the police force.
We also have another officer who suffered a great loss, PC Thornton. He works at the fire department. He lost his house. He's from the Spring Village area. He lost everything. So he's giving God thanks like that. He has his life.
Yes.
You see, Gonsalves.
Yes.
He lost his father, Raymond Gonsalves, and I was at the funeral last Saturday. Sergeant Bartholomew's son will be burying next Thursday. So I'm expected to be there also, God's willing. And then the other four from Rosebank. He was one of the five. Yes. Yes, all we can do is, offer our condolences to the family, ask them to be strong and give God thanks. He knows best.
And Commissioner Charles said he was pleased to see Vincentians coming to the aid of those persons who were affected by the floods.
Although it's a disaster, we saw the sharing, the caring of Christmas because of this disaster. Each and everybody who suffers within the disaster area, what we witness is people coming out and helping each other. And this is a good sign because Christmas is a time of giving and sharing. And we definitely saw that during the disaster. I mean, it's a time where people were mourning the loved ones and so on. But what we experience from people seeing helping each other, I mean, it's heartrending. And it's a pity that why we can't live like this throughout the years when things are good. It takes a disaster to bring us together. And I do hope that the feeling and the love that has been shown around St. Vincent and the Grenadines can continue throughout 2014.
Commissioner of Police Michael Charles, Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.